بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى. And has the story of Musa al-Islam reached you? Behold, he had seen a fire and he told his household, hold on, I see a fire, perhaps I will bring you a burning brand of fire therefrom, or I will find some direction at the fire. In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an Sharif not being a cause of distress. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. It is in no way a cause of distress. Rather, it is a comfort and it is good altogether, embodiment of good. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah Ta'ala intends good for anybody. He grants him the pure understanding of deen. So this is a blessing through and through. In this world, in the next life, Allah Ta'ala will address the learned and the ulama, and he will tell them, لَمْ أَضَعْ إِلْمِي فِيكُمْ وَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُغْفِرَ لَكُمْ. I had only granted you my knowledge that I wish to forgive you. أَلَا مَا كَانَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا أُبَالِي. In spite of your weaknesses, but I wish to forgive you, therefore I blessed you with my knowledge. So, the blessing of the Qur'an, understanding of deen, is a blessing through and through in this life. It is evident. In the next life also, it is going to become completely clear. Allah Ta'ala firstly speaks about the story of Musa al-Islam, perhaps on account of the predictions that are contained in the previous scriptures, the Torah and the Injil, about Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran Sharif itself has come as a muhaymin, as a protector of the previous scriptures. So therefore, the Quran Sharif discusses the stories of Musa al-Islam repeatedly. Further, the previous Anbiya alayhim salam, their stories are related. نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Through these stories, Rasul-e-Wasam's heart becomes strengthened as a reaffirmation and confirmation. So he becomes much more strong and he can endure, he can persevere whatever is going to come in his way. إِذْ رَآ نَارًا فَقَالْ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا. He had already completed the term at the place at Madian, and the Anbiya alayhim salam are true in the words, فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلِ. When they take an undertaking, they are complete, they perfect it. So therefore the Qur'an Sharif says, قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلِ. Had completed the term according to the lease and the contract that was agreed upon. In fact, the Anbiya alayhi salam are the best to complete contracts. So he had given an additional 2 years, showing that the better person in any contract is the person who does slightly more than what is required of him. He was only required to serve 8 years, but he had given an additional 2 years gratis from his side. That he is the way of the Anbiya, that their end of the deal is always better. They always give more than what they receive. So he had been returning after he had served the term. He wanted to come back to see his parents, perhaps his family. So he had taken leave from his father-in-law and moved. It was night, and he had said to his household, "Umkusu inni anastu nara." Hold on, I see a fire at the distance. Maybe I bring some firebrand for you therefrom, or I find some direction at the fire. It was a cold winter's night. His dear family was in the final stages of her labor, and she was going through some difficulties. It was a winter's night, and he had also perhaps lost the direction. So there was the need to get some fire to keep her warm. Number two, there was also a need to get some direction on the road. But Musa alayhi salam explains his entire position to his household, impressing upon us that this is the way of a Nabi. Number one, he will see to the comfort of his subordinates, his family, etc. He will go out, risk himself, and see for the comfort and the well-being of his household. Number two, when he's going out, so if it is a time that is not expected of him to leave, then he will say what's the reason for him going out, and he will say approximately what time he will return. So the household, the family, is not left in anxiety and distress. What's happened to him? Where is he gone to? When is he going to come back? So he explains the whole itinerary to his household, that I see a fire at the distance, and I will go there to get some type of a firebrand for you to keep you warm, help you in your labor, or at least I will find some direction on the road. So the whole itinerary is explained to the household, to the people that are traveling with. So there is no anxiety, no worry, and no distress. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. When he approached the fire, a voice was called, a voice was heard, "O Musa, indeed I am your Rabb. So pull off your shoes, and you are at the sacred valley Tuwa, and I have chosen you, so listen to the revelation, inspiration sent to you. I am Allah, there is none worthy of worship but me, so worship me and establish salah for my remembrance. Indeed, Qiyamah is approaching, and my plan is to keep it concealed, that every soul may receive a reward. Every soul may receive a reward to the measure of its endeavor. According to how much it endeavored, then it will receive a reward. And let not the person who does not believe therein and follows his lust turn you away, divert you from this, that you may perish." So Musa alayhi salam first shows the household, this is the itinerary, this is the plan, why I'm leaving, there is no anxiety, no worry, no grief. Number two, when he approached, a voice was heard calling out to Musa that, "I am your Rabb." Na'uzu billah, it doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala was there at the mountain. No, the message of Allah Ta'ala was heard at this point. And the tajalli, or the splendor and the majesty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, was seen in the form of a fire. Not in the form of a fire, but in the form of a light. But because Musa alayhi salam required some fire, so it appeared to him as a fire, though it was a light. So when he approached, he realized that this was a light, and the light then called out to him. So it was the majesty of Allah Ta'ala manifesting itself in this form at the mountain, and it called out, Inni ana rabbuk, I am your Rabb, as though it was the message of Allah Ta'ala, but heard from this point, like how you will have a radio station and someone is announcing and you are hearing the message being relayed. So the message is relayed and is heard at this point. And then he's told, فَخْلَعَنْ عَلَيْكَ, that this is a holy ground that you are treading, so pull off your shoes. We understand that in respected places, the masjid where the Qur'an Sharif is being learnt and recited, the books of deen are being learnt and recited, these are all places of respect. So we respect them, walk to these places with a lot of respect and with a lot of concern that these are the places of Allah Ta'ala designated for His worship, designated to learn about Allah Ta'ala. In proportion to the respect that we show to these places, do we receive the blessings of these places? A person walks into a masjid or a place where the Quran, Hadith, etc. are recited and taught. If he walks in casually, then that is the share that he will receive. But he comes in with a lot of respect, a lot of concern, that where am I, where am I treading, and it is the blessings of Allah Ta'ala that has brought me here. So if this is the overwhelming feeling in his mind, then that coming and that presence of his is going to be filled with blessings, barakat and guidance for him. He will receive barakat, he will receive guidance, he will receive a strength from that visit of his. So this is all in proportion to the concern and to the respect that we show to these type of places. وَأَنَ اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Number two, I have chosen you, so listen attentively to the inspiration that is being sent down to you. So this is the second lesson that we learn, that in order for one to benefit, he needs to listen attentively. If it is a kitab reading that is going on, a talk and a discussion of deen, then not only he needs to be present with his mind, but he needs to be absolutely attentive to what's going on. Then does Allah Ta'ala speak to him, Innani ana Allah, I am Allah. There is none worthy of worship but me, so worship me and establish salah for my remembrance. And Qiyamah is approaching, and I wish to keep this information concealed, that every soul may receive a reward to the measure of its endeavor. Qiyamah, one is the termination of an individual life, we call it death, a small mini Qiyamah, and one is a termination of life altogether, what we know as the real Qiyamah. So this time is approaching, whether it is individual Qiyamah, it is a collective Qiyamah, this time is approaching, and this time has been kept concealed. Why is it kept concealed? That every soul may work and receive a reward to the measure of its endeavor. Had this knowledge been revealed and exposed, then people wouldn't have been so concerned. But now that that knowledge is concealed, you do not know when it's coming, whether it's coming at this second, the next moment, or the next day. Then every day and every coming moment, you are in the state of preparedness, readiness, you're concerned. It can happen at any time, and I need to be in the state of readiness for that eventual crucial moment. So in this preparation, لا يسدنك عنها, there's going to be things that's going to motivate you and encourage you, the word of Allah Ta'ala, and you'll find negative forces as well. In whatever good you're going to be doing, you'll find some obstacle, some obstruction. Sometimes it is from within your own selves, your own household, your own people, and sometimes from the outer, there may be some obstruction or the other. So Allah Ta'ala forewarns Musa alayhi salam, the one that doesn't believe in it and follows his lust, let him not turn you away from this, that you may perish. So you're going to have a positive, you're going to have some positives in this whole endeavor. There are going to be people that are going to support you, encourage you, and cooperate with you. And there are going to be people that are going to be diverting you from your cause. There are those who follow their lust, They're only concerned about the temporary life of this world. The main goal is lust. So don't let them ever divert you from your cause. If it ever happens, you will perish.